Aleishu Chelek Aleph, Daf Mem Daled. This is the ninth chapter. It's entitled Hayomim Hanoiraim. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, Ve'omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein donin es ha'adam, ele lefi ma'asav shel eisah sha'a. A person is judged according to his deeds at that time. Where he is at the time. Shenemar, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Bereshis Daf Perek Chav Zayin, Ki shama Elohim el kol hanar ba'asher husham. Speaking about Yishmael, God has heard the voice of the youth where he is. Va'afilu hu asid l'harshia l'chazman. Even if later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was aware that Yishmael would become a rasha. Nonetheless, based on the judgment at the time, he was deserving of life. B'ferush Rabbeinu Chananel Sha Muva Yerushalmi, so on the margin there, Rabbeinu Chananel cites Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar Mehaikra. We learned from this pasuk, so not the pasuk we had in Bereshis, but a pasuk from Iyoiv in Perek Ches. Imzach v'yashar ha'yisa ein kesivkan. There's a topographical error. It should be v'yashar. Imzach v'yashar ha'yisa ein kesivkan. The pasuk does not there say if you were pure and upright. Ela imzach v'yashar ata achshav. Rather, if you are pure and upright now. So it's basically the same idea that the judgment is based on the person's standing at the time. Let's see. Why does Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi need to cite another pasuk as opposed to Rabbi Yitzchak? Be'ur ha-devarim, explanation, ha-gemara shelanu mechadeshes. What the Bavli tells us is ki badin shel Rosh Hashanah einam mischashvim b'ma she'adam osid liyos. When it comes to the judgment of Rosh Hashanah in Shamayim, they do not take into consideration what the person will turn out to be. Afilu im yadua b'shamayim ki l'achaz ban yeh rasha. Even if they know that later on he will turn to a rasha, as was the case with Yishmael. Im bish'as hadinu b'vchinas tzedik. If at the time of judgment he happens to be a tzedik, then he matik tzedik. Then he's judged as such. Ach ha-Yerushalmi mosif b'ze chidush nira. The Yerushalmi adds here an awesome chidush. Afilu im be'avar haya rasha. Even if in the past he was already a rasha. Im rak bish'as hadin u'bivchinas tzedik. If at the time of judgment he has the aspect of a tzedik, gam ken danim oisek tzedik. He too is judged as a tzedik. And that's why Rabbi Yehoshua Levi cites the pasuk from Iyoiv. Lich'oira ze tamua ad me'oid. On the surface this appears extremely perplexing. Haloi kol hadin u'rak ale'ava. Surely judgment is about the past, what has happened. Ve'im be'avar haya adam ze rasha. If in the past this person was a rasha, keitzad efshal lezakoisoi, how can one now exonerate him? Mipnei shu bizman adin misnei tzadik, because now at the time of judgment he acts as a tzadik. Beider zach v'yasha ata achshav, he is pure and upright now. Al ma ifo adin, then what is a judgment about? What can one assess and evaluate if not the past? Let's work towards an answer. Bereish hashana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emet Bivchinas Melech Bo'ilamoy. Rosh Hashanah is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears, manifests himself as the King. Zehu Geder Shel Gilui Shechina. This is an aspect of the revelation of the Divine Presence. Asher Bifrat Bizman Tkias Sheifa Usfilas Musaf Magishim Bo'i. That is felt especially when the shofar is blown and during Tfilas Musaf. HaShechina Miskareves Az Liliboy Shel Kol Adam. At that time, the Shekhinah approaches a person's heart b'mida she'adam mukhan lekabel oisa, to that same extent that the person is ready to receive it. That really is the judgment. To what extent is the person open to the Divine Presence within himself? Ha'adam asher liboy nishbar b'kirboy meirov shiflus lifnei b'roi. The person whose heart is broken within himself out of his humility before his Creator. V'chol chevtzol yiskarev elav yisborach. His whole intention in life is to draw nearer to Hashem. Ul ha'alois be'asid kol ma'asav. And in the future to raise his deeds. Diburav u'machshev yisav. And also his speech, his thoughts. Betorav v'mitzvois be'madagai yosegvo. To go higher and higher. Such a person. Adam ze nimtza az b'matzav shel kirvas elokim. Such a person is a state of kirvas elokim, and since the nature of the judgment is to what extent is one close to God, at that moment he will be judged as worthy, even if in the past he was not worthy. In contrast, v'shelibo yisasum bo yisach sha'ah u'machshavto adisha, a person who at that time his heart is blocked and his thoughts are indifferent, rachamana leitzlan, o yisoyti don ha'shechina shelo zechabedin, such a person will be judged as unworthy. Kizeu hadin shel reish hashana, this again is the judgment, ha'adam nivchan b'ze ad kama hu keli lekabel es ha'shechina. Person is tested, to what extent is he a utensil worthy of containing the divine presence. So of course, it goes without saying that if a person has prepared in the past year, he's far more likely to have a heart on Rosh Hashanah that is a wider, more appropriate kli for the Shekhinah. So we're not negating the preparation before. We're not saying that everything that happened during the year is irrelevant. Heaven forbid. It's of course more likely that such a person who's worked sincerely during the year will be more worthy and more ready at that time of judgment. But it nonetheless explains Yerushalmi. A person could have been unworthy during the year. And nonetheless, if at the moment of judgment he stands with true humility before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the aspiration to grow and to improve, then the judgment can be positive. The author continues, Achein toikef kedushas hayoyim, the intensity of the sanctity of the day, u'malachim yechofeizun, the malachim rush, v'chil urada yechofeizun, and they're gripped with fear. He's of course paraphrasing here, unse ne toikef. Be'emes hakol talui baze, because it all depends on this, ki toiv yashar ata achshav, as the Yerushalmi points out based on the pasuk in Yoyiv. This is the point I made a moment ago. In this now, it encompasses, it wraps within it, this moment wraps within it the person's conduct throughout the entire year. Fortunate is a person who has prepared his heart through the year with a desire to grow, so that he's ready on the awesome day of Rosh Hashanah to be close to the Creator. If that is, of course, the ideal. And then he's assured of a positive outcome. However, v'he'ani mimas, this is, of course, taken from the tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur in Yamim Noraim, the person who is impoverished of deed, b'meshach kol yimas ha'shanah, he hasn't accomplished much through the year, kitzad hu yamod lefanav, how will he stand before Hashem? Bechol zis, nonetheless, Pesach tikva nifla, Pesach lanu Yerushalmi enal. This Yerushalmi quoted above nonetheless opens for us a wonderful opening of hope. Veneidas asher lefanenu b'yom ha'nora, and we should know what is in front of us on this awesome day. Be'omdeinu lifnei bor'einu b'Rosh Hashanah, when we stand in front of our Creator on Rosh Hashanah, bal nigarer b'machshavteinu achrei he'avar, we should not be dragged in our thoughts towards the past. Uval neshetet b'ma'avayei ho'asid, and we should not also wander about in the aspirations for the future. Shel chayim, oysher v'chavoyed, all sorts of dreams for the future of life, wealth, honor, dignity. Ela nemaleh sahiveh, rather we should focus on filling the present, liyos zach v'yashar achshav, to be pure and upright right now. Be'is'oirerus amitis shel kabalas oylu v'yaleteh, with a true awakening, to accept upon himself the yoke of Hashem and a desire to be bali tahir, to go forward with purity. V'yavru alenu shnei yemei Rosh Hashanah, and so that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah should pass. Beli shum chet u'michshoil, without any stumbling, without any error. B'machshava b'dibur u'maseh, in thought, in speech, and in action. Say Chazal in Rosh Hashanah, B'Rosh Hashanah kol ba'ei ha'olam, Oivrin lefanav kivnei maroin, Rosh Hashanah, all creatures, all beings pass before Hashem, kivnei maroin, and we know that Chazal give 3 different interpretations. It's like a sheep walking in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different interpretations that are given, but in single file, the basic idea. Shenema, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Hayoitzer yachad libam, hameivin el kol maasihim. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, v'chula niskarin niskir achas. They're all scanned at once, simultaneously. And then there's a certain tension over here, because again, Kivnei Maroin connotes single file, one person after the next, like the sheep or like the soldiers in Chelois Beis David. But the idea is one by one. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, says it's all instantaneous. They're all scanned at once. That's the tension here. And the author explains, Hariyim Hadin al kol ha'masim shel kol bnei olam. It's a day of judgment for all the actions of all the inhabitants of this world. Uvechozes kulam biskir achas. All at once. Hakitzad. Lefi devarenu nitan levin. According to what we said, one can understand ki haskira achas. That idea expressed by Rabbi Yochanan, one scan. Hugilui bechinas malchusei zvorach boilam. That's the revelation of Hashem's malchus, instantaneous revelation of Hashem's malchus in the world. Vegilui ze huadin al kol maaseh bnei adam. And it is the judgment regarding all the actions of people, because through that one revelation of Hashem, different people will be seen to accept His malchus to different extent, to the extent that they prepare themselves. Kasher be'arin me'ezras Hashem, as we explained above. So the image I have in my mind to try and explain this, the analogy that we use many times, that of an X-ray machine going off. We said that you can have these photographic plates that you use for X-ray examinations. And imagine that you have in the center of the room, you have an X-ray machine, and then you have different photographic plates at different points in the room. So one may be on the table right where the machine is. Another one is at the edge of the room, and another one is in a thick envelope inside a drawer. The flash will go instantaneously. There'll be this one exposure, one powerful impulse of X-rays, but the effect on these different plates will be different. The plate that's very, very close to the machine will be enormously influenced. The plate at the end of the room, much lesser. And the plate in an envelope inside a drawer at the end of the room will feel almost no impact whatsoever. So it's biskira achas, that one instantaneous glow, and nonetheless with different effects. The author is saying the same thing over here. To the extent that the person has prepared himself through the year, to that same extent, his heart will be ready to be filled with the divine presence on Rosh Hashanah. But nonetheless, even a person who hasn't prepared fully, the Yerushalmi gives us hope over here in that one needs to fill the present. Even if one's past is perhaps a little shoddy, but if the present is filled with a sincere desire to be a kli for the Shekhinah, the judgment can still be positive. Adkan.